This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The county SWAT team was dispatched to a residence in the 200 block of Bowie Drive in Lolita at about 6:15 this morning to serve a parole warrant to 36-year-old Derek Bowman. When deputies reached the door, they announced themselves and ordered Bowman from the residence, but he refused. The SWAT team then made entry to the residence and took Bowman into custody. A search of the house turned up a sawed-off shotgun, a fake firearm, ammunition, and drug paraphernalia. Bowman was booked into jail on a list of charges. The Sheriff's Office Marine Unit has issued a warning to recreational crab fishermen that the navigable channel and the entrance to Humboldt Bay are off-limits for crab pots and gear. If crab gear is found in the channel, it is removed, and a pink warning card is attached. If that same gear is found in the channel again, it's removed to the Fish and Wildlife Office on 2nd Street in Eureka. You are also required to have the proper identification information on the pots that matches the user's fishing license. Recreational crabbers who have lost their gear should check with the Fish and Wildlife Office. The city of Arcata has a new mayor. The Arcata City Council elected Councilmember Sophia Pereira as mayor and Ben Watson as vice mayor during their annual special meeting yesterday. The two will serve in the positions for the next year, and Pereira will wield the gavel for her first meeting as mayor on December 20th. Pereira said it's always an honor to serve as mayor of Arcata and thanked the community for the opportunity. CHP officers responded to a single-vehicle traffic collision on Highway 101 early yesterday morning, an incident that closed down one lane of the freeway in each direction for several hours. It was just before 5 a.m. when Texas man Brian Escobedo, who was headed northbound, failed to maintain control of his pickup as he towed a trailer, and the trailer overturned just south of Leggett. Escobedo was unhurt. Impairment is not considered a factor. A 3.5 earthquake rattled residents near Petrolia last night at just before 11 o'clock. The tremor was located at a depth of 11 miles northwest of Petrolia. That quake came on the heels of a 4.3 earthquake that rumbled in northern Mendocino County on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. That quake was located south of Laytonville at a depth of 12 miles. No damage was reported from either incident. The Arcata Police Department welcomed two new officers yesterday following the graduation of the 120th class from the College of the Redwoods Basic Law Enforcement Academy. Officers Tyler Moore and Travis Sherrod were among the 22 graduates from the class, and they will now begin their law enforcement careers with APD. The next academy class will begin on January 8th. The Fortuna High School football team has one game left on its schedule, and it's the Division 5A state title game against Catella High School of Anaheim. The Fortuna football team, cheerleaders, and coaching staff were escorted out of Humboldt County in style yesterday for the trip to Anaheim by deputies from the Sheriff's Office and members of the Fortuna Police Department. The game begins at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.